Good evening and welcome to worship. As I think most of you know, we're in the process of coloring mandalas during this Advent season, so you're welcome to color as an act of prayer throughout the worship service. I do want to let you know next Monday is December 21st, which is the longest night, the first night of winter. It's tradition that we have a longest night service here to help people who are going through times of grief and sadness during Christmas. Because of COVID, we've decided to make that a Zoom service for those people. What that means for you is that we won't have in-person meditative worship next Monday, but we'll be back the Monday after Christmas. I think that's like the 27th or 28th, I guess. We'll be back then. So no in-person worship next week. If you want the link to join the Zoom Longest Night, just let me know and we'll send that to you. But let's begin with a word of prayer. Gracious God, we thank you for this time to be together. Lord, we ask that you would calm our hearts and our minds. Let this be a time to focus on you, to hear your word, be guided along our path. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our scripture reading from tonight is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 8. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I want to share again with you this week these words from Sharon Garner, who designed the mandalas that you're coloring tonight and writes these words for the Advent season. We light the pink candle on the third Sunday of Advent and remember the message of great joy that was proclaimed by the herald angel on the hillside above Bethlehem. I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. The term herald refers to any messenger, proclaimer, or bearer of news about what is to come. In Luke's gospel, the angel proclaims a message of great joy for all people, much in the same way that Joshua's inquiries about Herod, the singing angel, bear a message of joy to his worried parents. Even amid the challenges of our world, both at the time of Jesus' birth and now, we have good news and great joy to share. Casting aside the darkness of our worries and fears, we stand in joyful wonder before the manger and turn our eyes towards the face of God. We rejoice in the promise that the light of the world is coming to shine joy into our troubled hearts. As Christmas Day quickly approaches, we may feel overwhelmed and stressed by preparations still left undone. Even so, we seek to stay centered in the great joy of the season. Instead of submitting to other things that beckon for our attention, we make space for joy by coloring mandalas, lighting candles, and praying. God will delight in our company and fill our hearts with joy. We embrace joy not as a denial of our struggles, but as a celebration that God is with us amidst it all. The herald angel does not say forebodingly, I bring you good news of great joy, but the baby's life will not be easy. He will be a refugee in a foreign land as a child and will face condemnation and crucifixion as an adult. Well, on second thought, no need to rejoice much after all. Too much suffering awaits. Instead, the angel brings good news of great joy with no disclaimers. Divine joy is stronger than our earthly worries. Divine joy recognizes our very struggle, yet chooses to sing praise anyway. In the season of festivities, gifts, and parties, joy can sometimes feel more like a seasonal cliche than a deeply sacred promise. The word joy is cheerfully emblazoned on Christmas cards, wrapping paper, and ornaments. We feel tremendous pressure to appear joyful, when in fact the holidays can be a time of struggle for many who deal with the realities of loss, loneliness, and deep concern for the future. But divine joy is more than false cheerfulness. It's a celebration of Emmanuel, God with us. God chooses to walk beside us and the fullness of our human experience, the highs and the lows, the laughter and tears, the joy and the sorrow. Amidst it all, we can feel joy because God is with us. We do not give thanks for the challenging circumstances of our lives, but rather we rejoice that God is with us in those circumstances. Through prayer, we can rejoice in the midst of whatever we face. That's good news indeed. God's will for us in Jesus Christ is that we rejoice always, even when we face sorrow, pain, and worry. How do we stay centered in divine joy when the temptation is to let the bad news of the world become our focus? We stay focused on the good news of the great joy of Jesus' birth. We stay focused on God's word, which is a lamp unto our feet that lights the way through all of our days. Scripture keeps us centered in God when the stress and worry of the season threaten to throw us off kilter. When our worries become the center of our tension, we put a lamp under a bushel rather than let it shine. Advent is no time to hide our light, but a time to see and celebrate the light of the world. Jesus tells us to let our light shine, to set our worries aside, and to trust that God will provide for us. If God cares for the ravens of the air and the lily of the fields, how much more will God care for us? In fact, God cares for us so much that God's word became flesh to dwell among us in the form of a vulnerable newborn baby. This child grows into a man who teaches us how to let our light shine rather than hide it under a bushel. The light of the world shines so brightly that not even the darkness of our deepest worries, distractions, and fears can overcome it. This certainly is good news of great joy. Even though we experience rough days, when our ability to see the good in the good news is severely limited by our own bad attitudes, grumpy demeanors, or general feeling of being overwhelmed by life. On days like this, we're called to call to mind a joy anchor to help regain perspective. A joy anchor is a memory, person, or event from our lives that has brought us divine joy. Regardless of how heavy our lives may feel at any given moment, I trust that we all have at least one memory, person, or event that exhibited true, deep joy that can become an anchor amidst the storms around us. A joy anchor could be a childhood memory, a particularly beautiful sunset, an adventure with friends, a person with a ready smile, a birthday celebration, or even a pet. We would do well to reclaim the joy anchors in our lives. They remind us of the light of joy that shines in the darkness. When the seasonal hustle and bustle begin to overwhelm, let's take a moment and consider this question. What brings me joy? We can then anchor ourselves in those things that bring us joy and let go of those that don't. Some will find joy this Christmas in a quiet evening alone by the light of the Christmas tree. Some in reading favorite Christmas stories, and some in baking and decorating. May we find a balance between honoring the places of genuine concern in our lives and going forth to proclaim that Jesus Christ is born. May we find a deep and abiding joy in the simple pleasure of the season. May we stay centered in God's word. May we be on the lookout for the angel among us who bears good news and tidings of great joy. And may coloring the mandalas, lighting the candles of the Advent wreath, and praying the Holy Scriptures help us stay centered in the gift of divine joy as we draw closer to Bethlehem. Amen. Be at peace as you listen for the Holy One. From 1 Thessalonians 5, 18, or 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.